You're listening to the Presence Pioneers podcast. Everyone, welcome to today's podcast episode. I'm your host, Matthew Lilly. We have some exciting testimonies and stories of what God's doing through the power of prayer in the nation of Egypt. I've got my friend Jason Hubbard back on the podcast with us today, and we just want to give you a quick fire hose of updates and testimonies of some exciting things God is doing in prayer in the nations of the earth. This is going to actually be the first of what we're hoping to be a regular new format for some of the podcast episodes, where we just give you updates and stories and testimonies of some amazing things that God is doing. Hey, thank you guys for being a part of the podcast community. If you are already subscribed and following and joining in and sharing and liking things we're doing, we really appreciate it. Thanks for tracking with us. And if you're new, hey, jump in with us, hit subscribe, hit follow wherever you are so that you can stay in touch with us. Our desire is to help you experience and host God's presence, because we believe God's presence changes everything. Jason, we recently had a phone conversation and you were sharing some exciting things happening in Egypt. So I just want to turn it over to you and let you share for a few minutes on what God's doing in Egypt when it comes to prayer.
Yeah, will do. Thanks, Matthew. So good to be with you again today. And I was just in Egypt, in Cairo, Egypt, about a month ago. And we were part of a massive prayer gathering. It was called When They Pray, from the verse in Acts 4. When they prayed, the Spirit was poured out upon them, a building was shaken, and they shook a city with the glory of God. And so, yeah, we had about 6,000 people there all over Egypt. And this was part of a movement called the Together Movement. They have a couple hundred pastors and churches that are working together across Cairo, some from the MENA region, some from the Middle East. We also brought our IPC leaders together from Africa. We had 47 leaders there from 23 nations. They sensed to come and join with their Egyptian brothers and sisters. And phenomenal time, 2 days of prayer, full 12 hours. So it was actually a prayer meeting. We worshiped and we prayed. Didn't just talk about prayer.
Yeah.
But amazing to see the unity. I mean, this is unity across different nations, across denominations, and across the generations, from old to young, spent time before the Lord together, and presence of God was just amazing. Something you don't think about happening in a place like Cairo, Egypt, a predominantly Muslim nation. But the Lord's really moving. In fact, this whole movement began, it was probably, I think the big gathering was 11-11-11, and it was hosted by an Orthodox Coptic church. It's called the Cave Church. And they brought together 65,000 people across Egypt. And they did a 12 hours of prayer. And I mean, amazing what the Lord did in this gathering in terms of unity, worshiping, praying together, praying for their Muslim brothers and sisters. And yeah, that kind of kicked off what is called today the Together Movement. They're working together for Great Commission efforts to see a Bible and a believer and a body of Christ to everyone everywhere. Real spirit-filled time. In fact, there was a moment during that time they were shouting the name Jesus. They kind of clap, clap, Jesus, clap, clap, Jesus. They did this for 10 minutes straight.
Wow.
Just phenomenal. Yeah, during that time, some of the TV stations that were broadcasting this, Al Karma and Sat7, there were some Muslims that were actually watching this, and they saw Jesus with his arms stretched out over the gathering. They actually came down to the meeting and asked, who is this person that we saw on the TV?
Wow.
And a few of the pastors were able to lead them to Christ that night. I think 14 people got saved and baptized. So,
come on.
But that gathering was amazing. And this church, too, this Cave Church, actually has a prayer meeting now on Thursdays every week. 10,000 plus, amazing space where they all meet together. And they've been praying for the sick, and they're believing for God to heal. Incredible what the Lord's doing. They have a room set aside that is full of wheelchairs that have the name of the person on the wheelchair of when they got up out of the wheelchair and got healed. So just phenomenal how the Lord's moving with John 17, oneness, a real heart for God. There's hunger for the Lord. His presence come together across, you know, Coptic and Protestant, even some charismatic Catholic believers. So, amen. Pretty amazing what God's doing. It was such an honor to be there in the midst of these people that are so hungry for the Lord, right in the heart of the Middle East in Egypt.
Hey guys, this is Matthew. We'll get back to the episode in just a moment. If you're enjoying the podcast, please consider joining Presence Pioneers Premium, our brand new subscriber community. Paid subscribers will get exclusive premium content such as bonus podcast episodes, exclusive articles, early releases, and more. Presence Pioneers will be releasing its first e-course in 2024, with many more to come. And the Presence Pioneers premium subscribers will always have full access to the entire library of online courses. Visit media.presencepioneers.org or click the link in the description to join today. You can become a premium member today for an introductory price of only $5 a month. When the price goes up in the future, as our library of resources grows, you can stay subscribed at the original price. If you've enjoyed our podcast for a while, becoming a premium member is a simple way for you to help us cover the cost of producing this podcast and partner with Presence Pioneers in equipping the church with resources for day and night prayer, prophetic worship, missions, and revival. Visit media.presencepioneers.org to sign up today.
That's incredible. I love it. 10,000 people every week at a prayer meeting in a Coptic church, Orthodox church, right there in Egypt. I love it. It's an amazing story, amazing testimony. And God's moving powerfully in that region of the world. Obviously, it's a place that's filled with tension and historic challenges and that kind of thing, but there's a lot of Bible history and a lot of prophetic promises even over that region that God has. And that kind of leads us to the other point we wanted to share with you guys today about a global day of prayer for Israel and the Jewish people. So Jason, please share about that with us.
So we have this four global days of prayer that we're doing. We started a year ago, so this is our second year. And we're praying for the big pockets of peoples that don't know Jesus yet in the Buddhist world, the Muslim world, the Hindu world. But we also included the Jewish world. And so we're praying this Pentecost Sunday, May 19th, we're praying for Israel, praying for Jews, praying for Arabs, praying for internationals across the land of Israel. And of course, praying for the salvation of Israel, for the Jewish people worldwide. And last year when we did this, we had 100 million people from all over the world.
Incredible.
And we also gathered at the Southern Steps in Jerusalem with 850 people, celebrated communion together. And pretty historic day. As we were praying during these 2 hours, it literally rained in the natural. And it, you know, hasn't rained for this. It never rains at this time in the summertime, very dry season. I think it was like 41 years ago that it actually had rained on that day. And so everybody in Jerusalem was like, what's going on? It never rains now. We thought that it was a sign maybe that made us wonder, Lord, are you getting ready to rend the heavens and pour out your spirit like rain upon the Jewish people in Jerusalem? So I just invite you and encourage you to come and pray with us on that day. Our invitation is, could you pray for an hour on the day of Pentecost for Israel, for all Israel to be saved, for Jewish people worldwide, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We know in the midst of this war, we want to see Jesus exalted in the land and made much, glorified and treasured on that day.
Yes, yes, amen. And we have some previous podcast episodes where we've talked about Israel and the Jewish people and how to pray for them and some of God's promises for them. If you have questions about that, we'll make sure we link to all of that in the description, the notes of this video, this episode, so that you can learn more about praying for Israel. We'll have the link to the website for the Global Day of Prayer so that you guys can get the prayer points and join in with millions of people around the world. Let's unite together. Let's cry out together. What could happen if we join together in united prayer for the Jewish people? What could God do in revealing himself to them and glorifying Jesus? Jason, this is awesome. Thank you so much for coming back on the podcast.
Great to be with you. Love you, brother.